Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Let's do that. Let's drop around. Very good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
And good morning to Terry and good morning to our listeners on this beautiful morning. And I'm glad I'm in front of the heater.
Yes, absolutely. It was a bit of ice on the windscreen this morning.
I heard that it's going to be minus two tomorrow. Is that correct?
Overnight, yes.
Oh, goodness gracious. Right, well, we'll prepare for that.
Get your bed socks out.
Absolutely. I've got a set on at the moment, actually. Terry, today I'm going to have a chat about a woman that I've sort of grown up with in the TV and movie history, and her name is Sally Margaret Field, and she was born November the 6th, 1946, which makes her 75 at the moment. Her mum was born Margaret Morian, but she became Margaret Field upon marriage to Sally's dad, who was in the army, and Margaret Field was a B-grade, perhaps even Z-grade actress in the 1940s to early 1950s. The titles of some of the films, something rather to do with Planet X and all that sort of stuff. They're pretty ordinary movies, but someone's got to be in them. She also has a brother called Richard, who is an emeritus professor of physics at the University of Florida. And all I'll say is he deals with particles, and I got a bit lost reading the rest of it. She had a bit of a traumatic childhood, Sally Field, as she explained in the 2018 book she wrote called In Pieces, because her stepfather, Jock Mahoney, was molesting her from the ages of about 6 to 14, and there was a very ordinary person. Jock Mahoney's name might be known to a few people in some TV series, Range Rider and Yancey Derringer, and in the early 60s he actually played Tarzan. Two films, a very ordinary person by the sounds of it, but at the age of 14, for some reason, he stopped and she moved on. She became a cheerleader at school and was a friend of Cindy Williams, who many people remember from The Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley as Shirley Feeney. This led to school productions and eventually a friend of the family, a talent agent, spotted her and got her the role of the boy crazy surfer girl Gidget in the 1963-65 TV series of the same name. Gidget was originally done in 1959 with Sandra Dee opposite James Darren. Some people might remember James Darren from the song called Goodbye Cruel World. The TV series was sort of a minor success. It wasn't anything great, but in 1967 it led to her playing Sister Bertrill in The Flying. Now, around about this time, they had strange concepts for TV shows. You might remember I mentioned My Mother to the Car last week with Dick Van Dyke's brother, and there was Bewitched. All sorts of people had strange powers there. She hated the role, but you take what comes along. 1971 is when she sort of turned a bit, and she did a terrific role in a movie called Maybe I'll Come Home in the Spring opposite David Carradine, who many people remember from Kung Fu, and that got her some excellent reviews, and people thought, oh, she's a little bit more than just the flying nun. However, she, 1973, she was in a short-lived TV series called The Girl with Something Extra, and she had paranormal powers. That was what the something extra was, so they were still giving Sully a couple of those strange roles. However, 1976 is when she really, really took off in a TV film called Sybil, and in the film Sybil, the girl had dissociative identity disorders or multiple personality issues, and quite often they were associated with trauma as a child, and I often wondered whether her bad issues with Jock Mahoney, her stepfather, really, really helped her play this role with a little bit more gusto, and she won huge accolades for this and won an Emmy Award for the role. 1977, she was in the first of the four Smokey and Bandit films opposite Burt Reynolds, who she had a bit of a liaison with for a number of years. 1979, more good reviews for a film called Norma Ray, in which she played a factory union organiser. This one won an Academy Award for another terrific role. Other films followed, notably 1981, The Absence of Malice. She was nominated Golden Globe. A couple of comedies followed, and in 1984, a second Oscar for a film called Places in the Heart. And it's a story about a young woman in the Great Depression who lost her husband and fought to keep her property. Terrific film, received seven nominations and also won the Best Original Screenplay at the Academy Awards. 1985, opposite James Garner, our friend Brett Maverick, in Murphy's Romance, was a good little film. 1989, she was nominated for another Golden Globe for a film called Steel Magnolias. Huge reviews. 1991, Not Without My Daughter. She played the mother of a daughter, and both of them were trying to escape from an abusive husband in Iran, and it was quite a film of its time. 1993, things got a little bit lighter. She played Robin Williams' wife in Mrs. Doubtfire. 1994, as a 48-year-old by then, Forrest Gump's mother in the film Forrest Gump opposite Tom Hanks. 1997, Eye for an Eye. Here was another film with a bit of grit in it where she played a grieving vigilante mother opposite Kiefer Sutherland, who had killed her daughter in the film. Got a little bit lighter in one sense. A little bit later, she played Dr. Abby Lockhart's mum in the TV series ER, and apparently Maggie, the mum, had some mental problems, and again, Sally Field won an Emmy Award for the particular role, so she's won some terrific accolades over the years. It's about that time she started working as a director as well, wanting to sort of take a bit of a back seat in doing films. However, in 2006, along came a TV series, Brothers and Sisters, which I must admit I've never seen. So I have.
Yeah, I've seen quite a bit of it. It's great.
It's a good show, is it?
Okay. Yeah, really good.
Oh, excellent. All right. So well, she won another Emmy Award for it, so it must have been a show with a bit of grit in it.
Yeah, she was the sort of the matriarch.
Right, yeah, she would be by 2006, wouldn't she? How old was she then? She was about 60 then, wasn't she? Yeah. Oh, no, a little bit. Yeah, that'd be about right, 60. She took back, sort of sat back a little while. In 2017, she's 71 by now, by the way, she decided she'd slip onto Broadway, and she appeared in a show called The Glass Menagerie, which was a film that Jane Wyman and Kirk Douglas did many years before that I was enjoyed, and she won a Tony Award for this one. This is quite some actress, this woman. She has three sons from two marriages. As I said, she was romantically linked to Burt Reynolds there for a while. She's quite a philanthropist and activist as well. And in 2005, she was diagnosed with osteoporosis and started a Rally with Sally for Bone Health campaign, and just really, really got stuck into that. And as I said, she's an activist, which is for women, and she's also for gay rights. One of her sons, Sam, is gay. And here we go. In December 2019, she's the age of 72, thanks very much. She gets arrested at one of Jane Fonda's climate change rallies. So Sally Field is definitely no longer the flying nun, no shrinking violet as far as Sally Field's concerned. So, and I was a bit surprised to see also that she did a couple of singles and an album called The Flying Nun, but they didn't really, really score anywhere at all. So I think people sort of, you know, The Flying Nun really only lasted for about a year and a half. Terry, that's all I've got to say about an actress who really, really, when you sit down and look at her CV, is quite an actress over the years. Who, you know, we originally knew her as The Flying Nun, and you sort of think they're fluffy roles, but boy, she could act.
Yeah, she's got a wonderfully expressive face. She's very emotional on screen. She's good to watch. Yeah, good to watch.
And she looks very good for her age too, you know.
Absolutely.
So, all right, you've got a song for us from, it's not directly from her TV series, but it's from the original film Gidget, going back to 1959. And we've got James Darren.
I do. Thank you very much, Roman. Talk to you soon.
Hello, bye.
She acts sort of teenage. You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.